We hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
我们祝你们感恩节快乐。
Two men were walking through a field one day when they saw an angry bull.
有一天有两个人在野外走路，忽然他们看到有一只生气的公牛。
And instantly, they started running for the nearest fence.
所以他们就赶快跑到最近的那个篱笆的围墙。
And the storming bull followed in hot pursuit.
这只像暴风雨般的公牛，火气奔腾的来向他们冲过来。
And they soon realized they weren't going to make it.
很快的，他们就看出来这个情况，他们根本跑不到的。
So terrified, one shouted to the other.
所以在惊恐当中，有一个人就对另外一方大叫
，Put up a prayer, John. We're in for it.
赶快祷告吧，约翰，我们很需要的。
And John answered, I can't. I've never made a public prayer in my life.
约翰回答说，我不会的，我根本没有在大众的面前祷告过。
But his companion said, But you must. The bull is catching up to us.
但是他的朋友祈求他说，可是你必须的，因为我们的这只牛就要赶上我们了。
All right, yelled John. I'll say the one prayer I know, the one my father always said at the table.
所以约翰就说，那我就说出我唯一知道的祷告，是我父亲在餐桌前重复的话。
Oh Lord, what we're about to receive, make us truly thankful.
Oh, 主啊，对于我们即将要领受的，我们真心感谢。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, Christians are commanded to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节，基督徒被吩咐要这个样子，凡事谢恩。因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
So the practical question for us today is how can we give thanks to God in all circumstances?
所以对于今天我们来说，最实际的问题就是说，我们怎么能够凡事谢恩呢？
And we will see today how this is possible in Christ, in even in times of grief and sickness and sinfulness.
而今天我们要从几方面来看，就是在内心忧伤的时候，我们也能够献上感恩；在生病的时候，我们也能够献上感恩；在犯罪的时候，我们也能够献上感恩。
Once a year, we celebrate on this day, we call Thanksgiving.
每一年我们都庆祝感恩节。
And we gather together and eat a lot and share what we're thankful for.
我们大家相聚一起饱餐一顿，也分享我们为何事而感谢。
This is a great day because it encourages my heart so much.
这是非常大的一个节日，也对我的心非常的激励。
But followers of Jesus are commanded to treat every day like it's Thanksgiving.
但耶稣的跟从者被吩咐要对待每一天像是感恩节。
It's quite different, isn't it, to give thanks for our blessings than to be commanded to give thanks in all circumstances.
要我们为祝福献上感恩，和命令我们要凡事谢恩，两者之间有极大的不同。
Is this realistic?
这是真实吗？
There you are.
What happened?
Is this even possible?
有可能吗？
Well, first, let's look at why the reasons why we don't give thanks.
所以在我们回答这个问题之前，我们首先要来探讨我们为何不感谢的原因。
And one of the particular temptations that Christians in America have is the danger of getting accustomed to our blessings.
所以在美国的基督徒面对一个很特别的试探，就是我们把我们所领受的祝福当成是习以为常这样的危险性。
It's like the world traveler who has been everywhere and seen everything.
就好像周游世界的这个旅行的人，他们看过各地的事情，也见过琳琅满目。
The Christian is in danger of taking his or her blessings for granted and getting so accustomed to them that they fail to excite any longer.
所以基督徒也处在这样的危险，以为他们所领受的祝福是应当的，并且也习以为常，以致见怪不怪，所以再也感觉不到他们以前所感到过的兴奋。
The famous American writer Emerson said that if the stars came out only once a year, everybody would stay up all night to take a look at them.
美国名作家爱默生这样说：如果天上的星星 每一年才出现一次的话，我们可能都会彻夜不眠的来观看这些星星。
Now you and I have seen the stars so many times, we don't even bother to look up anymore.
但因为我们常常看到星星，所以我们也懒得再多看他们一眼。
And likewise, we've grown accustomed to God's blessings in our life.
所以就好像我们对于我们周遭的祝福也已经习以为常。
Now the Israelites in the wilderness got accustomed to their blessings, and God had to discipline His people.
以色列人在旷野漂流的时期，也对他们的祝福习以为常，以至于神必须要来管教他的百姓。
Now God had fed the nation of Israel with manna each morning, and yet the people were getting tired of it.
每天早晨，神从天上赐下玛纳来喂养每一个人，但是他们却越来越感到厌烦。
But now our whole being is dried up, they said. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes.
现在我们的心血枯竭了，除这玛纳以外，在我们眼前并没有别的东西。
They had manna cereal.
他们有玛纳早餐。
Manna burgers.
玛纳汉堡。
Manna bread.
玛纳面包。
Manna barbecue.
玛纳烧烤。
Nothing but manna.
除了这玛纳以外，什么都没有。
They were experiencing a miracle of God every single morning, yet they were no longer excited about it.
他们每天早晨都经验到神供应的奇迹，然而他们再也不感到兴奋。
Nothing but manna.
除了这麻辣以外，什么都没有了。
One of the evidences that we have grown accustomed to God's blessings is this spirit of criticism and complaining.
所以我们面对祝福习以为常的一个证据就是批评和抱怨。
Instead of thanking God for what He's given us, we complain about it.
对我们所拥有的东西不来向神感谢，我们反而向神抱怨。
Now you can be sure that if God did give us what we asked for, we would eventually complain about that too.
所以我们希望神赐给我们别的东西，但是你能肯定，当神把这个东西赐给我们之后，我们还是会抱怨的。
The Christian who has grown accustomed to the blessings of God in their life will never be satisfied.
所以对神的祝福习以为常的基督徒在他们的生命当中是不会感到满足的。
Now another evidence of this problem is the idea that others have it better than we do.
这样的问题的另外证明就是我们总觉得别人的情况比我们还好。
And the Israelites remembered their diet in Egypt and longed to return for the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic.
像中国人一样，哇！以色列人记得他们在埃及的饮食，垂涎三尺的想着他们在埃及的黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱和蒜头。
They were saying the people in Egypt are so much better off than we are.
他们说，在埃及的人，他们的吃的情况比我们好的太多了。
Now, obviously, they have forgotten the slavery that they endured in Egypt and the terrible bondage for which God had delivered them from.
很明显的，他们却忘掉他们在埃及是为奴做苦工，因为苦不堪言，所以神才拯救他们的事实。
So we don't give thanks because we grow so accustomed to God's blessings, and then we complain.
所以我们为何不感谢的原因就是我们习以为常我们所领受的祝福，并转而抱怨。
And we also don't give thanks for God's blessings because we think others are better off than we are.
另外我们为何不感谢的原因就是我们总觉得别人的情况比我们的来得好。
So then how do we give thanks in all circumstances?
那这样的情况之下我们怎么可能凡事谢恩呢？
Is this even possible?
这可能吗？
Yes, look at the Apostle Paul.
是的，我们来看一下使徒保罗。
He wrote this command in 1 Thessalonians and modeled for us how to live, even in very difficult circumstances.
写下帖撒罗尼迦前书的这个保罗，他甚至在可怕的一个境况之下，却活出凡事谢恩的榜样。
For example, after his third missionary journey, when he was on his way to Jerusalem,
举例来说，保罗第三次宣教旅行之后，当他前往耶路撒冷的途中，
A prophet named Agabus came to him and warned him that he would be arrested in Jerusalem and given over to the Romans.
有一位先知叫雅加布来到他那里，并警告他，他会在保罗将会在耶路撒冷被捆绑，并转交给罗马人。
Now listen to what happened next, as according to Luke's what he recorded in Acts chapter 21, verses 12 through 14.
所以我们就来看一看，在《使徒行传》第二十一章十二到十四节，路加对接下来的一个记载。
When we heard this, we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I'm ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. When he would not be dissuaded, we gave up and said, The Lord's will be done.
我们和那本地的人听见这话，都苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去。保罗说，你们为什么这样痛哭，使我心碎呢？我为主耶稣的名，不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意的。保罗既不听劝，我们便住了口，只说愿主的旨意成就便了。
So why was the Apostle Paul willing to die for the Lord Jesus?
所以为什么保罗能够乐意为耶稣基督的名而死呢？
It's because he believed in the grace of God.
因为他相信神的恩惠。
And Paul was later arrested, as they said, and put in jail for years.
保罗后来被捆绑，并且被下在监牢里数年。
But he was also given opportunities to share the gospel with the governors Felix and Festus.
但是他因为在这种情况之下有机会来分享福音的信息，甚至给当时候的巡抚腓力斯啊腓斯都。
And also with King Agrippa, and eventually with even Caesar in Rome.
亚加帕王甚至最后在罗马向该撒来分享福音的信息。
Paul fixed his eyes on the grace of God, for which he was grateful.
保罗定睛在神的恩惠上，他也为此感恩。
He remembered God's blessings.
他数算神的恩典。
And this enabled him to give thanks in all circumstances.
所以这使得他在任何的情况之下能够向神献上感恩。
So let's get practical.
所以让我们更实际一点。
How can we give thanks to God when someone we care about dies?
当我们所爱的人过世的时候，我们又怎能感谢呢？
And actually, this is addressed earlier in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13.
其实早先在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十三节曾经这样说过。
Which says, Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope.
论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
If we believe in Jesus Christ as Lord, then we can have hope.No matter what happens in our life.
所以如果我们相信耶稣基督是复活的主，那你我就在生活的当中，任何发生什么事情，我们都还会有盼望的。
We can give thanks to the Lord in times of grief with hope in the Lord.
我们就能够在忧伤的时候也献上感恩，因为我们在主里有盼望。
When someone we love dies, it's a crushing blow because we miss their companionship, their relationship, their love.
当我们失去所爱的人的时候，好像我们遭受冲撞的一击，因为我们想念与他们共度的时光，他们的友情和他们的关怀。
But we can still hope in the Lord.
但我们仍然能够在主里面有盼望。
Hope in His coming kingdom.
盼望他将来的国度。
When sin and death will be gone and we'll be given new resurrected bodies that will live forever in God's kingdom with Him.
当死亡和罪恶都会消失，并且我们也会得着新的复活身体的时候，我们就能够在神的国度永永远远的与神同住。
And we can have hope, as 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14 said.
所以我们也能够，就像哥林多后书四章十四节所说的，有盼望。
Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus.
自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。
Later, 2 Corinthians 4:17 said, For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
哥林多后书四章十七节，我们这至暂至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
We can always, always, always have hope in the Lord.
所以我们的盼望是在主耶稣基督里面。
If we grieve like the world, then we grieve like we have no hope.
所以我们如果像世人一样的忧伤，那我们的就会忧伤的好像是没有盼望。
We focus on what we've lost rather than on what we have.
我们所专心注视的是我们所失去的，而不是我们曾经所曾经有的。
We focus on what was not given or what was taken away instead of what was given to us.
我们所专注的是从我们手中所夺走的，而不是所曾经赐给我们与相爱的人所共度美好的时光。
We don't want to let go because we felt like that person belonged to us. They were ours.
我们不愿意这个人离开，因为我们感到我们所失去的人应该是我们所永远拥有的。
We think everything is ours.
我们认为每一件事情在我们的生命当中都是我们的。
But in reality, every person, every life is a gift and a blessing from God.
但事实上，我们生命当中的任何一个人都是从神来的礼物，是神的祝福。
See, God created each of us for His purposes.
神根据他的目的来创造每一个人。
The more we live thankful for the time we have together as a blessing from God, the more that we are able to give thanks to God for each of our relationships.
而当我们越能够为与这些人相处的时光当成是从神来的祝福时，我们就能够为彼此之间关系来向神献上感恩。
When my father died suddenly of a heart attack in 1986, I learned that I could still praise God because of who He is, and for He does not change.
当我的父亲在1986年心脏病突发过世的时候，我学习到我仍然能够因为神是创造主和神的祝福来献上感谢。
And I still miss my father deeply.
我仍然深深地想念我的父亲。
But as I grieve, the Lord helps me to be thankful for the good times that my dad and I had.
但是当我忧伤的时候，神就帮助我，让我为过往和父亲相处美好的时光来献上感谢。
My hope is in the Lord and in Him alone.
我的盼望单单在主耶和华。
And when I see my dad in the future kingdom of God, then I will be able to give God thanks for that blessing as well.
并且将来如果在天上与我的父亲相见的时候，那更是我应该向神另外一个祝福来献上感谢。
Our hope is in God, the Lord, and Him alone.
我们的盼望是在主耶稣里，并且单单来向神献上。
So in times of grief, we can give thanks with hope in the Lord.
所以在忧伤的时候，我们能够因为在主里的盼望而向神献上感谢。
But how can we give thanks, say, when we get really, really sick?
但是当我们非常严重生病的时候，我们又怎么能够来向神献上感恩呢？
Proverbs 19:21 says, Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
箴言19:21说，人心多有筹划，唯有耶和华的筹算才能立定。
We give thanks in times of sickness with trust in His purposes.
当我们生病的时候能够献上感恩，是因为相信神的计划。
See, it is the Lord's purpose that prevails in our lives.
是因为神的计划能够在我们的生命当中立定。
Now, when we become sick, whether it is a simple cold or something like cancer, we can still give thanks to God, for we know His purpose will prevail.
当我们生病的时候，无论是单纯的感冒，或者甚至严重的，就像是癌症这样的病况，我们也能够向神献上感谢，因为知道他的筹算才能立定。
Now, we must remember that the Apostle Paul was in prison when he wrote in Philippians chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
使徒保罗在坐监牢的时候写了腓立比书一章二十到二十一节。
This is what he wrote. He said, I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ.And to die is gain.
照着我所弃慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
The Lord has a purpose for our sickness Just like he has a purpose for everything that comes into our lives.
神对我们的生病也有他的计划，就像他容许发生在我们生命当中的每一件事情都有他的计划。
I remember in the second year of my marriage with this lady here, I did something really stupid.
我记得结婚第二年的时候，我做了件蠢事。
It happened when we were setting up for a rummage sale in the church gym to raise money for a summer mission trip.
发生在教会的体育场，我们正摆设那个大型的拍卖便宜货，为筹款青年暑期的短宣。
Some youth and I got this great idea to set up a trampoline and run. We took turns running and jumping on it to stuff the basketball.
我和年轻人就设了一个叫蹦蹦床，然后呢，他们就这样轮流跑来跑去，然后跳上去，然后灌篮，在这边打篮球。
Well, I landed wrong and severely sprained my ankle.
所以他灌篮下来的时候栽错了脚，所以就伤害他的左踝骨。
I had a cast on it for 2 weeks.
他上了石膏两个星期。
It was extremely painful.
非常的疼痛。
And after a few days, I lost my patience and began complaining.
所以几天之后我就失去耐心，并且开始抱怨。
Because it was a great inconvenience for me to move around and just do simple tasks.
因为实在是非常的不方便，只是做简单的事情都非常的要走来走去就很不方便。
Like taking a shower and getting dressed just took so much of my energy to do these things.
洗个澡啦，或者穿衣服都成了很大的困难的事情，好像要用吃奶的力气。
So I complained about my situation.
所以我就非常的抱怨我的情况。
And during that time, May said something to me that opened my eyes, the Lord used to open my eyes.
这个时候我的太太她神用她所说的话来打开我的眼睛。
She said,
他这么说
Stop complaining.
不要埋怨了
Maybe now you can understand what I have to deal with my whole everyday of my life.
可能你现在才会了解我到底每一天是怎么来料理我的情况的
See, this was the best lesson the Lord could have given me to give me the right perspective on my injury.
所以这大概是神给我最好的功课，就是我能够从不同的角度来思考受伤这样的事情。
I mean, I would recover in a very short period of time.
我相当短的时间就能够恢复，并且行走如仪。
Was I giving God thanks for that? No.
我会向神献上感恩吗？不会的。
Was I thanking God that I wasn't injured more severely or permanently? No.
难道我会为没有遭受到更大的伤害或是永远的受伤来向神感谢吗？当然没有的。
I was so focused on myself that all I could see was my bad situation.
我只专心注视在我自己的身上和我不好的境况。
Because it was so inconvenient to go get a drink in the kitchen.
因为非常的不方便，拖着那个石膏要走到厨房拿杯水都很困难。
You see, if we believe that Jesus is the risen Lord, then His purposes are always good and right.
但是如果我们相信耶稣基督是复活的主，并且他的计划总是良善和准确的。
We can give thanks in times of sickness because whether the Lord heals us or we die, this world is not our home.
那么我们的生病，在这样生病的时候也能够向神献上感谢，因为不论主医治我们，或是我们病死了。都无所谓，因为这世界本来就不是我们永远安居之所。
And God's purpose will prevail.
他的计划是最好，而且将永远立定。
Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose."
罗马书八章二十八节这样说：我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
So in times of sickness, we can give thanks with trust in God's purposes.
所以当我们生病的时候，仍然能够向神献上感恩，因为我们相信神的计划是美好的。
But how can we give thanks, say, when we sin and we hurt somebody or those around us?
但是当我们犯罪过错甚至伤害到我们所爱的人的时候又怎么能够向神献上感恩呢
And here we can give thanks in times of our sinfulness being grateful for his forgiveness and discipline.
这个时候我们能够向神献上感恩，是因为他已经赦免我们的罪，并且向我们施行管教。
So when we confess our sin, we can thank God, the Lord, that He has forgiven us through what Christ has done on the cross.
当我们承认自己的罪的时候，神能够透过耶稣基督在十字架上的工作来赦免我们，我们可以为此向神献上感谢。
So praise God for what Jesus has accomplished for us, that we are forgiven.
所以赞美神，我们能够因为对耶稣的信心啊。向神啊，他能够赦免我们的过犯来感谢。
But we can also give thanks for God and His discipline on us that we receive due to the sinfulness we have done.
但是我们也能够因为我们所犯的罪，神所施行的管教来向神献上感谢。
Listen to what Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 and verses 10 and 11 say.
听一听希伯来书十二章六节十到十一节所说的。
Because the Lord disciplines those He loves, and He punishes everyone He accepts as a son, our fathers disciplined us for a little while, as they thought best. But God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
因为主所爱的，他必管教又鞭打凡所受纳的儿子。生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万能的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经历过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
So when you and I sin, we confess our sin and thank God for His forgiveness and strength. And then we go to those we hurt and we seek reconciliation.
所以当你我犯罪的时候，我们能够承认我们的罪，并且为神设下赦免，赐下能力，能够让我们对所伤害的人说抱歉，寻求和解，可以为这样的事来感谢神。
And this is a huge witness with unbelievers as well as a big encouragement to brothers and sisters in Christ when we humble, sincerely humble ourselves and confess our sins.
当我们能够谦卑自己，并且诚恳地承认我们的过犯，这在不相信的人当中是很大的见证，并对我们的主里的弟兄姐妹也是很大的鼓励。
See, Christians are not free from sin. We are free from the being slaves to sin.
所以基督徒并不是说就不会犯罪，但是我们不会成为罪的奴仆。
So we can give thanks in times even when we are sinful, being grateful for His forgiveness and discipline.
所以当我们犯罪的时候，因为神的赦免和管教来心存感激。
No matter what the circumstances you or I face today, we can always give thanks to God for His love for us, which endures forever.
所以无论你我今天所面对的任何情形，我们都能够向神献上感谢，因为他对我们的爱，并且他的爱永远长存。
Now, you and I always face times in our lives when we let what is happening get us down.
所以当我们在生活当中对所发生的事情会造成我们垂头丧气的时候，我们就是处在不好困难的情况下。
Like I did with when I got my sprained ankle.
就像我扭伤了我的左踝骨。
We take our focus off the Lord and we put it on ourselves and our bad circumstances.
我把眼睛并没有定睛在主耶稣基督的身上，而只专注在我自己和我不好的境况下。
We have like a little self-pity party.
我们变得非常的自怜。
We feel like nothing's going right.
并且觉得任何事情都不对劲儿。
And how can we give thanks to God when we feel like this?
所以当我们垂头丧气的时候，我们又怎么能够来向神献上感恩呢？
And we can do it by remembering His blessings.
这个时候我们应当数算神的祝福。
And this is the key to giving thanks in all circumstances.
所以这也是在所有情况当中能够凡事谢恩的关键之处。
We can only do this by remembering God's blessings.
我们只能够借着数算神的恩典来凡事谢恩。
With hope in the Lord.
在主里的盼望。
Trust in His purposes.
相信神的计划。
And gratefulness for His forgiveness and discipline.
为神的赦免和管教心存感激。
So what are some of the blessings that you have experienced this year?
所以今天你是否经验到神的一些祝福呢?
You may have shared that with someone earlier at the beginning.
早先的时候你也是跟你的左邻右舍已经分享一些了。
I want each of us now to think of one blessing that God has given to us this year.
所以我现在要我们大家啊，就想一件啊，是今年我们认为可以感谢神的。
Just think of one.
就想一件事就好。
You're going to share this.
你要分享这件事情。
And as we heard earlier, we give an offering of thanks to God.
所以啊，就像仗着一个感恩，我们能够献上为祭，来向神献上感谢。
So that's what we're going to do now.
我们现在要这样子做。
All together.
一起大声叫。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
We're going to shout our blessing all at the same time to God.
把你早先所说过的那个一件祝福，你现在用你的嘴巴把它大声的讲出来。
As loud as you can.
啊，用吃奶的力气了哈。
As an offering to God.
就把它献给神。
Are you excited that He gave it to you?
要很兴奋的啊！神把他这样的祝福给我们。
That he in his grace provided this for you.
啊，神的一个恩惠的当中啊，赐下这样的祝福。
So let's do this on the count of three.
好，我们数到三。
One.
一。
Two.
二。
Three.
三。
Shout. Health.
Life.
Let's do it again, a little louder. Ready? One, two, three.Help! Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
That's our offering. God has truly blessed His church and each of us in our lives.
那神真实的祝福我们的教会和我们每一个人的生活。
So when we remember His blessings, we can give thanks in any kind of circumstance.
而当我们记得神的祝福的时候，我们就能够凡事谢恩。
Revelations chapter 12.Chapter 7, verse 12 says, Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever.
启示录七章十二节，颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray.
那我们一起祷告。
We praise you, Father.As the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth.
全能的神，我们赞美你，你是创造天地的神。
We thank you for your love and grace and mercy through Jesus Christ.
我们为耶稣的作为感谢你的爱、恩惠和怜悯。
Our hope is in you, and we trust in your purposes for the things that happen to us in our life.
我们的盼望在于你，并且信靠生活当中所发生的事情都有你的计划。
We are grateful for your forgiveness of our sins and also your discipline in our lives.
为你赦免我们的罪和生活当中的管教来心存感激。
Lord, you know what each of us will face in the future, and it is part of your plan.
主啊，你知道我们每一个人未来所要面对的，这也都在你的计划之中。
Oh Lord, for what we are about to receive, make us truly thankful.
主啊，无论我们未来如何，都让我们心存感恩的领受。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.